You know, I quite like these little conversations with you that end up just being me talking to nobody. A lot of you have listened to this podcast for a long time, relatively speaking, and you keep coming back. And I've been asked quite a lot when I'm coming back to podcast. I don't know even if I am. I recorded a podcast with my friend Graham, and that was good. But I don't. The thing is, I was starting to get exactly what I asked for, which is a pocket of influence in the public sphere. And I don't know that I liked it. I don't know that I liked it. I think more what it is that I take the idea of influence very seriously. And despite so many people being so gung-ho for notoriety or fame or whatever, my mom tried to be famous. Her mom was famous. Her dad was semi-famous. And all of them lived lives of disaster, because they weren't the kind of people who were prepared to withstand the scrutiny and intensity and amplification that comes with being under the magnifying glass of the public eye. If you're in the limelight under the magnification of the public eye, if you don't stand in the right position, then you get burned like a motherfucking ant. Just ask Michael Jackson. That fool stood in the spotlight so long it melted his fucking face off. Point being, when I was starting to stand in the light of the spotlight, just a little toe in there, I realized maybe I ought to be certain that when I step into the public spotlight, I'm the kind of man I would want to be an example to the world. And I feel like I am that kind of man most days, but not every day. And I don't necessarily feel like I have enough distance between living life as the beast inside of me versus living life trying to unchain the angel inside of me, to be able to say that the problems associated with too much notoriety coming at me too quickly, I don't know how I would fare in such a situation. And there's a very great deal of writing on me and my character. My primary commitment is to serve God. And the primary vehicle which God has provided for me to serve Him through is my family. And for the problems of internal intensification of everything, total amplification, and the external, everybody wants something from you mode that you enter into. Does not seem to me to be a good recipe for a man to be able to raise a family in a healthy way. Or at least I don't know how that works yet. I've been trying to put some thought into that. And there are a very few examples of people who have entered into the world stage and then been able to maintain a sequestered private life for their family and to put themselves inside of that sequestered situation and be a healthy husband, father, wife, mother, etc. And I'm an exceptional person in many ways, but I don't feel like I have the emotional maturity to necessarily navigate that situation well yet. And all of this is to say that I don't know if I'm going to keep podcasting with guests and I don't see myself doing that anytime soon, that's for sure. And who knows what sands may stir in the tides of change. But I'm just good where I'm at right now. But I like these things. I like being able to share my thoughts in the same way that I like being able to write a tweet and send it out there. I don't really care what is on the timeline or what anybody else's thoughts are. I got plenty of my own. And if I want some more thoughts, I'll go seek ones specifically to further my understanding of the things which fascinate me. And I like to share cool things that I learn for those who are of a different mentality in that way. Those who like to peruse the random thoughts of people and absorb them. I like to put them out there. But I just have a very fulfilling life. My wealth is on track. I have a beautiful family. I love where I live. I'm in a good community. I'm at peace with myself most days. I'm strong, handsome, vital. Why would I want to go and ruin something like that with something as paltry as notoriety, especially without the boundaries of intent? And I have intentions for the things that I like to share in the public sphere, but I don't feel like I am prepared to do that in a quality way. And I need more money to do it well, because I want to, if I'm going to be presenting myself to the world in something similar to what I have done in the past, I want to be able to treat it with a great deal more seriousness and professionalism. It doesn't mean I have to lose my sense of humor or my personality in the mix. It just means that I want to be able to offer you, the listener, more, and my guests more, and produce more, and I need to establish a pipeline of connections and functions and features to be able to do that well. And I don't want to do it unless I'm doing that. So, I think I'm just going to talk to you guys on my own for a while I'm continuing to build my skill of putting together a meaningful life and a fulfilling life and an abundant life. That's the thing too. I've come a long ways from where I was at, but to the outside observer, it just looks like I'm a normal guy. I'm not. But I want to be in a position that makes it obvious to even a casual outside observer that I'm a person who's worth listening to, because the condition of my life is undeniable. A lot of corny motherfuckers out there, and I have been such anyone from time to time. I don't like that, you know. Not when I'm trying to establish myself in a position of authority and value. So these are some of the things I've been thinking about. Cheers.